The harbors buzz with the sound of power tools, boats loading gear, and coming and going from their stalls. It's time for last-minute projects before hauling crab pots to the fishing grounds or testing nets and training new crew. In South Harbor, Charlie Christensen is readying the Erica Ann for some tendering work in the early summer. Then he'll switch over to seining once pink salmon start coming in. He has a long list of bad news for his fishing season, stretching back to management decisions by the Alaska Department of Fish and Game for golden or brown king crab. He also points to whale predation on black cod, lower prices for halibut and black cod, and a cut to the halibut catch by federal fishery managers.
With the reductions, it's taken a lot out of our income. And with this prediction for the salmon season, it's going to jam all the boats into one area, so it's going to split the pie up pretty thin. No, there's nothing really bright about this season at all. And if I was in Petersburg, I'd be kind of concerned about the future economics of this town unless things get better.
For the salmon season, fishery managers forecast an average harvest of 23 million pinks this summer, but don't expect much of that harvest to come from the northern part of the region. The parents of this year's pink salmon spawned in 2016. The catch that year was less than 18.5 million, and the fishery was declared a disaster. Taylor Norheim also runs a salmon tender for Icicle Seafoods, and he's pessimistic about growing populations of marine mammals and their impacts on commercial fishing.
The biggest issue that I see with managing it properly is you got the Marine Mammal Protection Act, which protects all those predators which are eating everything. And I don't understand how the Fish and Game is supposed to manage something like they're going to shut down crabbing early, it sounds like, and then the sea otters are going to move in and eat everything. Well, you can't manage them. Just like you manage wolves for the deer populations and whatnot, you cannot manage sea otters or the, well, maybe sea lions. I don't know what impact they have, but and the whales especially.
Hatchery chum salmon returns around the region are projected to total more than 9 million, and that could be one bright spot for fishermen this year. Harold Thompson is getting set for the season on board the St. Lazaria, another tender for Icicle Seafoods. He expects to be transporting some of those hatchery chum from the Juneau area.
Well, we're hoping for a good amount of fish up in the Juneau area, which is normally one of the better areas for the gillnetters. And it's we're not going to get much time compared to some years, it sounds like. But I think they might do fairly well if the fish show up and the price is high.
Commercial salmon fisheries around the region are being impacted by historically low returns of king salmon. Gillnetters have delayed season starts and mesh size maximums in the early season to limit the catch of kings returning to southeast rivers. Gillnetters and purse seiners both were scheduled for their first openings Sunday, June 17th. Fish and Game expects 2 to 3 openings for seiners targeting hatchery chums at Hidden Falls on Baranoff Island. The forecast for Hidden Falls chums is just under 600,000 fish. One-third of that is needed for broodstock, leaving just over 400,000 chums for a commercial harvest. Other early season seine openings are planned for hatchery chum salmon returning to Kendrick Bay on southern Prince of Wales Island. Springtime trolling for king salmon has been limited to a few areas around hatchery returns and on the outer coast. Many other areas remain closed to allow wild stock kings to return to their spawning rivers. Trolling opens in a few other areas this month, including some for targeting those hatchery chum runs. And by early June, the spring season catch total for the region had only topped 2,500 Chinook salmon. Meanwhile, others are heading out for a mid-month start to summer Dungeness crabbing. Last year's summer season was shortened by 3 weeks, only the second time since 2000 for a shortened season. The summer catch was 1.3 million pounds, the lowest harvest in over 3 decades. However, a shortened fall season produced a better-than-expected harvest. The crab season length is determined by the catch from the first week of fishing. Fish and Game expects to make that announcement by the end of the month. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Wicknicki.